If you wish, bringing softness to the chest area, underarms. Letting the body be heavy, but maybe in the way that a cloud might be heavy. So much water, so lifted up. And looking like it has a particular shape, but that shape changing each moment. If you wish, feeling the feet. As if now, in whatever position you are, the bottom of the cloud is in the feet. So heavy and uplifted, and energy or presence in the feet, pouring into the feet. But not overwhelming them. The lightness of a cloud. Resting back in the whole of the body while resting back to receive the feet. And maybe sometimes really traveling the surface of the feet in quite some detail for a while. Feeling where the toes join the rest of the foot. And how that slightly different territory or landscape with where each toe joins. So the foot as a whole is gently present, and there could be a curiosity the size of an ant crawling. Maybe then from the side of the big toe around the sides of the whole big toe. Around the sides of the next toe. On one foot or other. Sometimes it's hard to find that middle toe in a feeling, felt way, but we can feel for where it must be. And maybe we could travel around the sides of it if we find it. And the next toe. And playing with, just as we could play with shifting weight in yoga, we could keep shifting into relaxed receptivity and this tremendous precision, traveling around the outside rim of the little toe on one side. and then maybe around the outside edge of the foot. Just if you want to. The heel and the inside angle of the foot. Which maybe feels more widespread, like a river spreading out as we come to the arch, the inner arch. And back where we started, on the side of the big toe. Maybe if you wish, spreading across and a little bit through the ball of the big toe. Into the arch of the foot, the sole of the foot. Like a small hammock, just feeling that really particular feeling of how the different lines come together to make an arch that is supportive. You can get that sustaining kind of felt quality. A different kind of tension, like in an arched or a domed building. A sustainable arrangement or alignment of forces, friendly forces. Just resting for a little while in that little hollow of the arch of the foot, like a bear hibernating underground or an animal in its little bowl of earth. Perfect fit kind of feeling. And still playing with how much can there be relaxation, what's possible today, and with that relaxation, like a river or water spreading out over the land, how that allows a certain kind of precision of feeling in receptivity, so in discovery rather than what I expect to find. And feeling that power of receiving, discovering, experiencing directly. So it's kind of precision with a smile or with looseness, instead of with clenched, tight jaw, etc. The discovering happening on its own. Maybe with room for appreciating how the foot is so designed to allow fully heavy down and fully lifting up. Even if we're not using the foot right now. Maybe there's a sense, even better than when we're standing or pressing into our feet with weight, that we could feel a flowing down and a flowing up. Sometimes. Just in the sole of the foot, receiving. And what if we then let ourselves flow up to the knee for a while? And if you want to kind of invite that similar feeling in the other foot or just staying in the one leg. So you could go across and have two soles of 2 feet, or you could stay with one. Or you could be ignoring me in your own flow. And just resting in the knee for a while, noticing what ideas and images and words come when we think of ourselves as now being in the knee. And as we play with relaxing back and the precision of being inside, an actual place that we don't have the burden of having to make it up, because it is already happening by itself. And so we could call upon memory to fall away for now. We could notice how memory is sort of a shape in the mind of what we think knee is. And we could ask memory just kindly and with forgiveness to slip off. And maybe lifting up into the pelvic floor if you like. Similarly, just visiting. Are we allowed there? Sometimes not, sometimes yes. And maybe our approach in the pelvic floor could be very quiet, like entering water without making a ripple. Lying on our backs in a forest, looking up at the trees so quietly that animals may come nearby, a deer or a bird. Just without any one particular reason for being here. And so then that part in us that compulsively is looking for how we could be improving ourselves or getting there, being right, that there might be a right at all of that also could fall apart, just like leaves falling on the ground and becoming earth, no longer needed. Maybe rising up into the diaphragm, only if you wish. Because we're not getting anywhere or getting anything. So follow your own heart way. And if there is a rising up, and if the diaphragm allows us to be inside it, with our gentle approach, maybe there's a welcome. We come friendly and maybe the doors of diaphragm open to us and we're in and discovering. What we don't have words for and maybe don't need words for yet. Just again, lying in a hammock or on the forest floor, looking up at the trees and the light. Or being a cloud here in diaphragm. Heavy and held. Uplifted. Changing. Full of light. And maybe just spreading out throughout the diaphragm, feeling all the ways as diaphragm we're held in the ribs and spine. Woven in. With lots of warm neighbors, organs and bones and so on. Inside diaphragm. Relaxed back, receiving the inside experience. And maybe being lifted up into the shoulder girdle, so just the top of the main body, or maybe into the throat, or maybe into the top of the mouth. Cloud, weighty and open, open-ended, unloaded, uplifted, beautiful. Maybe somewhere in the head, sort of behind the eyes. Above and between the ears. Just arriving and feeling, are we welcome? With a friendly approach. And maybe the dome of our head invites us. And then we could just pour into the back of the body, as if the back of the body is a hammock or a bottom of a cloud, whether we're sitting or lying down. Whether we're lying face up or down, just resting as if into the energy of back. Letting experience come. And maybe just feeling all the way down the back, the buttocks, the backs of the legs, the heels. A long, big hammock. Wide. Full of light. Resting back, letting experience happen by itself. Unowned, simple treasure. And maybe there's a thread of continuity, of connection. And this precision that comes from relaxing more, like water spreading out over the land. Precision and continuity that arises as if by itself. A thread, like a small string of a kite or balloon. Relaxation and the possibility of a precise, tiny thread of continuity, of connection. And letting that precision and continuity be sustained in an atmosphere of friendliness. So easily when we feel a precision, something starts to get mean or tight by habit, by training. And so allowing this friendliness that lets us in, that allows a precision that's also friendly. Like a cloud when the sun fills it with light. the edge of the cloud, not constant or fixed, but brightly lit, precisely as it is. And maybe resting back in our back hammock, full long back body hammock. Maybe the lower belly is a place of connection, of a new kind of gravity. That's juicy and at ease. And unbothered by the many movements of mind and our heart. Dry, hot, cold, heavy, etc. Through the lower belly connection, or where you feel ease of connection. Leaving room for vastness. Of big mind, where there's room for small mind, no problem. And even when a thought comes up like a wave about to crash over our heads, that we just stay with that thread of connection. No problem. Just thinking, just movie, and then just like everything else, gone. And so thinking or feeling of yesterday or tomorrow or even now, simply known as thinking and feeling and not all. Resting back down into the aliveness behind the scenes, the okayness anyway. No matter what. And maybe the precision can sometimes be even less than a thread. The continuity less than even a small string. So now. Not even a thought of string and the last moment and the next moment. So the precise openness that can also feel the sweetness. Freely given. Without reason.